AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Israel's military has renewed calls for mass evacuations from the southern Gaza town of Khan Yunis, where thousands of displaced Palestinians have sought refuge. This as it widens its ground offensive. Meantime, the White House says the U.S. may set up a naval task force to protect commercial ships in the Red Sea after three vessels came under attack over the weekend. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
This is an issue for the entire world, for every country that relies upon maritime commerce to sustain their economy. And by the way, that is every country.
The Justice Department says a former U.S. ambassador to Bolivia, Manuel Rocha, has been charged with serving as a covert agent for Cuba since at least 1981. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
One of the highest-reaching and longest-lasting infiltrations of the U.S. government by a foreign agent.
The FBI arrested Rocha at his Miami home Friday, and he was charged in federal court today. And the Supreme Court's been wrestling with OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma's bankruptcy deal.
The deal would shield members of the Sackler family who own Purdue Pharma from civil lawsuits over the toll of opioids. They would contribute up to $6 billion and give up ownership of the company, but retain billions more. The justices seemed reluctant to break up an exhaustively negotiated agreement, but also were leery of somehow rewarding the Sacklers. Justice Elena Kagan summed it up.
You get a discharge when you put all your assets on the table to be divided up among your creditors. And I think everybody thinks that the Sacklers didn't come anywhere close to doing that.
Outside the court, a small but vocal group of protesters were there, like Jen Trejo. She lost her son 4 years ago.
Hey, Mr. Sackler, tell me, would you give your kids or your grandkids OxyContin? Would you? I beg of the Supreme Court, do not let this family stand under an umbrella made of our children's blood.
A decision is expected by early summer. Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is AP News. A new week on Wall Street. How'd it start? Seth Sutel has the AP Markets Report.
Stocks slipped on Wall Street ahead of some key reports this week on the job market. Those reports might provide more insight into the Federal Reserve's thinking about interest rates. Data on job openings will be released Tuesday. The government's closely watched monthly job market survey comes out on Friday. The S&P 500 fell 0.5% Monday. The index is coming off its best month in more than a year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 41 points. That's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.8%. Alaska Airlines slumped after it said it would buy its rival, Hawaiian Airlines. Spotify jumped after announcing its third round of layoffs this year. Uber also climbed after the company was named to be included in the S&P 500 index. Treasury yields were higher. Crude oil prices edged lower. Seth Sutel, New York.
Thanks, Seth. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.